welcome to Come All Ye. I'm Bruce Cameron, and you're listening to a folk music program on 2MCE, community radio in the central west of New South Wales. To open the program today, we'll hear from a neo-traditional Glasgow trio called Project Smock, with a track called Cathcart, featuring rather flash whistle, played by Ali Lavac.
Touched a hair.
Just from the railroad to Raloo, oh, the old Mo picking on a banjo. Ooh, what's the matter, you? Ooh. Just from the railroad to Raloo. Just from the railroad to Raloo, oh, the old Mo picking on a banjo.
Oh, Pat, get back, take in your slack. Heave away, me boys, heave away, me bully boys. Why don't you make some noise?
Just from the railroad to Raloo, oh, the old Mo picking on a banjo. Ooh, 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 what's the matter, you? Ooh. Just from the railroad to Raloo.
Give a flaming jip, drag that anchor off the mud and let the bastard rip.
Just from the railroad to Raloo, oh, the old Mo picking on a banjo. Ooh, 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 what's the matter,
oxtail blokes, everywhere or bust. Bend your back, me bully boys, kick up some flaming dust.
Just from the railroad to Raloo, oh, the old moke picking on a banjo. Ooh, ooh, what's the matter, you? Ooh. Just from the railroad to Raloo, just from the railroad to Raloo, oh, the old moke picking on a banjo. Ooh.
Rock block, chock block, cave the capstan round. Fish that flame and anchor up, for we are outward bound.
Just from the railroad to Raloo, oh, the old moke picking on a banjo. Ooh, 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 what's the matter, you? Ooh. Just from the railroad to Raloo, just from the railroad to Raloo, oh, the old moke picking on a banjo.
Whiskey, oh, Johnny, oh, the mud hook is in sight. It's a hell of a way to the gals that wait in that old Nantucket light.
Just from the railroad to Raloo, oh, the old moke picking on a banjo. Ooh, 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 what's the matter, you? Ooh. Just from the railroad to Raloo, just from the railroad to Raloo.
Opening the program today, a track called Cathcart from Project Smock from Glasgow. Then we heard Old Moke, which is sort of a shanty, but it's really a song from, it's a work song coming from Negro and possibly Irish railroad gangs in the United States last century or the century before perhaps, sung by the group called She Shanties from England, and their album is called Lubber's Hole, and a lubber's hole is the hole in a square rigger's top mast. No, hang on, what is it? A hole in a square rigger's top near the mast through which one may go farther aloft without going over the rim by the futtock shrouds. I don't understand any of that. Anyway, Old Moke was the name of the song, and an old moke variously describes a black slave or a donkey. But the song comes not originally from the sea, but from Negro and Irish railroad gangs, as I said earlier. With typical confusion, you're listening to Come All Ye, and I'm Bruce Cameron. This is from the Tohono O'odham Desert People. Well, that's what it means, Tohono O'odham Desert People. Their reservation is near Tucson, Arizona. They came into contact with Jesuit and Franciscan missionaries some considerable time ago, who introduced them to the joys of playing fiddle. So this is the Gu'achi Fiddlers from an album of old-time O'odham fiddle music. And this is Libby Birdsong Mazurka.
Thank you.
That's the Gu'achi Fiddlers playing Libby Birdsong Mazurka. Apparently Libby Birdsong was, or is, related to one of the members of the Gu'achi Fiddlers, so it's a recent composition. Very sort of Tex-Mex feel to it, but it's First Nation people from near Tucson, Arizona. Old-time O'odham fiddle music. Interesting album. The next track comes from Hetty West. We'll hear more from Hetty West in a few minutes because she's provided the featured album on the program today. But the featured album does not include this, probably Hetty West's best-known song.
If you miss the train I'm on, you will know that I am gone. You can hear the whistle blow 100 miles, 100 miles, 100 miles, 100 miles, 100 miles. You can hear the whistle blow 100 miles. If my honey said so, I'd railroad no more. I'd sidetrack my engine and go home. And go home, and go home, and go home, and go home. I'd sidetrack my engine and go home. Lord, I'm one, Lord, I'm two, Lord, I'm three, Lord, I'm four, Lord, I'm 500 miles away from home. Away from home, away from home, away from home, away from home. Lord, I'm 500 miles away from home. I told my little Eller just as plain as I could tell her that she'd better come along and go with me. Go with me, go with me, go with me, go with me. She'd better come along and go with me. My clothes are all worn and my shoes are all torn. Lord, I can't make a living this away. This away, this away, this away, this away. Lord, I can't make a living this away. If this train runs on right, I'll be home tomorrow night, for I'm coming down the line, oh, number nine. Number nine, number nine, number nine, number nine, for I'm coming down the line, oh, number nine. Not a shirt on my back, not a penny to my name. Lord, I can't go back home this away. This away, this away, this away, this away. Lord, I can't go back home this away. If you miss the train I'm on, you will know that I am gone. You can hear the whistle blow 100 miles, 100 miles, 100 miles, 100 miles, 100 miles. You can hear the whistle blow 100 miles.
That's Hetty West with a song that she kind of put together from different versions sung by members of her family back in the mountains of North Georgia a long time ago. So, as I said, more from Hetty West a little later, but a few tracks to get through before we move on to the featured album. This next one comes from New Zealand, a singer-songwriter called Phil Garland. He has written a lot of folk songs and he's interpreted a lot of folk songs, mostly to do with New Zealand, Gold Rush and stuff like that. This one's called Farewell to Geraldine. And Geraldine is not a lady, well, she may have been originally, but these days she's a town, which is just as well, given the lyrics of the song. It's a town just off the main road from Christchurch to Dunedin in the South Island. So you can cut across through Geraldine, so to speak, to get to Lake Tekapo, if that is your wish. So Phil Garland, Farewell to Geraldine, and I think I'll continue with an instrumental from a group called Rant, Dr. MacPhail's Reel. rant is Bethany Reed, Anna Massey, Lauren McColl, and Gillian Frame. And it's pretty much a Capercaillie cover, this particular track, but see what you think. First of all, Farewell to Geraldine, then Dr. MacPhail's Rant. You're listening to Come All Ye on 2MCE.
Oh, farewell to you, my Geraldine. I am now upon the track. I'm travelling down that long and weary road with a swag all on me back. I'm heading towards Temuka town, and if work I cannot find, I'll make me way on towards Wash Dyke, leave Temuka far behind. Farewell to you, oh Geraldine, I am now upon the track. I'm travelling down that long and weary road with a swag all on the back. Perhaps I'll call in at Timaru and round there take a look. But if no farmer should want me there, I'll drop on down to the hook. So farewell to you, oh Geraldine, I am now upon the track. I'm travelling down that long and weary road with a swag all on. Push ahead then to Oamaru, the power and untrue, where farmers often work late at night by the pale light of. So farewell to you, oh Geraldine, I am now upon the track. I'm travelling down that long and weary road with a swag all on my back. When harvest days are over and corn is in the sun, I'll show the bluey once again, and by the rattler I'll be coming back. So farewell to you, oh Geraldine, I am now upon the track. I'm travelling down that long and weary road with a swag all gone.
Yeah, it's kind of cute, that tune, Dr. MacPhail's Reel, by the group Rant from their album Spin. Bethany Reed, Anna Massey, Lauren McColl and Gillian Frame, or possibly Gillian Frame. I don't know her well enough to be sure. And before that, Phil Garland, Farewell to Geraldine, with a melody that owes quite a lot to the Irish song Leaving of Liverpool. You may have recognised certain bits of it. Well, here we go. This is the time I introduce you to the featured album. It's called Ballads, and what you see is what you get. It's a whole bunch of ballads sung by Hetty West, who was born in 1938 in Georgia, and she brought that working-class Appalachian experience to her singing. She also had a bit of an acting career, starting in singing in Greenwich Village on the folk scene in 1959. And she lived in England for a while and was quite successful, although not so much heard of these days. But I quite like her voice, and certainly her choice of material was rather good. This album, Ballads, features quite a few tracks which are Appalachian variants on particularly English songs. We'll start with one called The Foggy Dew, and the name of it might be familiar from lots of other versions, but this is Hetty West's version from Appalachia.
Summer too. All the harm that I have done was to court a pretty fair maid. One night she came to my bedside, bitterly she did weep. Come to my bed, my pretty fair maid, get out of the foggy dew. She laid in my arms till broad daylight, the sun began to shine. I turned my back on the pretty fair maid. Goodbye, my love, I'm gone. Toward the first part of the year, she took pale in the face. Along toward the latter part of the year, she got bigger around the waist. Along toward the last of the year, she brought me a son. Now you see as well as I what the foggy dew has done. I've taken this girl and I married her, I loved her as my life. I've taken this girl and I married her, she made me a virtuous wife. I never throwed it up to her, and damn my eyes if I do. For every time the baby cried, I'd think of the foggy dew.
There's the first track from the featured album on Come All Ye Today from Hetty West. It's an album called Ballads, and it was released in 1964 when she was, I guess, at the top of her game. A song that crossed the Atlantic many times, both directions, and came up for air in the Appalachians, and that's where she learned it. More from Hetty West in just a little while. Right now, another old song that has a bit of a backstory, perhaps. I'm sure you've heard it. A Frog He Went A-Courting is this version's title, or Froggy Went A-Courting, otherwise known. Jeff Warner is going to give us this one. Refers to Miss Mousie, of course, Frog Went A-Courting. But the question is raised, is Miss Mousie in this song referring to Queen Elizabeth I, or Mary Queen of Scots, or possibly just a rodent?
Froggy went a courtin', and he did ride, chow, willy, chow, willy. Froggy went a-courtin' and he did ride, chow, willy-wee. Froggy went a-courtin' and he did ride with a sword and a pistol by his side. Come a-ring-tum-tiddle, come a-ring-tum-tee, chow-willy-wee. Rode up to Miss Mousie's door, chow-willy, chow-willy. Rode up to Miss Mousie's door, chow-willy-wee. Rode up to Miss Mousie's door and he made it rattle and he made it roar. Come a-ring-tum-tiddle, come a-ring-tum-tee, chow-willy-wee. Miss Mousie come down and let him in. Chow Willy, Chow Willy, Mousie come down and let him in. Chow Willy Wee, Miss Mousie come down and let him in. And the way they courted it was a sin. Come a ring tum tiddle, come a ring tum tee, Chow Willy Wee. Took Miss Mousie on his knee, Chow Willy, Chow Willy. Took Miss Mousie on his knee, Chow Willy Wee. Took Miss Mousie on his knee, said, Miss Mousie, will you marry me? Come a ring tum tiddle, come a ring tum tee, chow willy wee. Not without my Uncle Rat's consent, chow willy chow. Not without my Uncle Rat's consent, chow willy wee. Not without my Uncle Rat's consent, would I marry the president? Come a ring tum tiddle, come a ring tum tee, chow willy wee. Where will the wedding supper be? Chow Willy, Chow Willy. Where will the wedding supper be? Chow Willy Wee. Where will the wedding supper be? Down in the hollow of an old oak tree. Ring tum tiddle, come a ring tum tee, Chow Willy Wee. And how shall we make the wedding gown? Chow Willy, Chow Willy. How shall we make the wedding gown? Chow Willy Wee. How shall we make the wedding gown? Piece of a hide of an old white hound. Come a ring tum tiddle, come a ring tum tee, chow willy wee. Froggy went a-courtin' and he did ride, chow-willy, chow-willy. Froggy went a-courtin' and he did ride, chow-willy-wee. Froggy went a-courtin' and he did ride with a sword and a pistol by his side. Ring-tum-tiddle, come a-ring-tum-tee, chow-willy-wee.
So there you go. What's the hidden meaning behind that song? I wonder. While I was listening to that, I was going straight to the source of all knowledge, Wikipedia, and I can tell you that according to Albert Jack, in his book Pop Goes the Weasel, The Secret Meanings of Nursery Rhymes, the earliest known version of the song was published in 1549 as The Frog Came to the Mill Door in Robert Wedderburn's publication Complaint of Scotland. He states that in 1547, the Scottish Queen Consort, Mary of Guise, under attack from Henry VIII, sought to have her daughter, Princess Mary, later Mary Queen of Scots, also known as Miss Mouse, married to the three-year-old French Prince Louis, the Frog, and that the song resurfaced a few years later with changes when another French, Frog, wooing caused concern, that of the Duke of Anjou and Queen Elizabeth I in 1579, Elizabeth even nicknamed Anjou, her favourite suitor, the Frog. So there you go. This is a Portabule set from the wonderful Julie Fowlis.
Salam,
Julie Fowlis from her album Coolie with a set of mouth music tunes.
South from Sydney in a whale boat in 1797. South from Sydney in a whale boat, bound for Western Port. South from Sydney in a whale boat, and George Bass at the helm. South from Sydney in a whale boat, bound for Western Port. Through Sydney Heads they set their sail, a jury rig, fair winds prevailed. So did unfold a mighty tale of courage and adventure. They mapped the coast along their way, Shoalhaven Heads and Jervis Bay. They rode for miles on Little Pay toward Van Diemen's Land. South from Sydney in a whaleboat in 1797, south from Sydney in a whaleboat, bound for Western Port. South from Sydney in a whaleboat, and George Bass at the helm. South from Sydney in a whaleboat, bound for Western Port. From Kiama down to Western Port, on history's page their place was bought. Their leaking boat in storms was caught, a struggle they endured. They proved a strait that did exist, the west swell caused their boat to list. Their daring feat, I must insist, should always be remembered. South from Sydney in a whaleboat in 1797, south from Sydney in a whaleboat, bound for Western Port. South from Sydney in a whaleboat, and George Bass at the helm. South from Sydney in a whaleboat, bound for Western Port. Through
Sydney heads, they set their sail. A jury rig, fair winds prevailed. So did unfold a mighty tale of courage and adventure. They proved a strait that did exist. The west swell caused their boat to list. The daring feat, I must insist, should always be remembered. South from Sydney in a whaleboat in 1797, south from Sydney in a whaleboat, bound for Western Port. South from Sydney in a whaleboat, and George Bass at the helm. South from Sydney in a whaleboat, bound for Western Port.
Bound for Western Port, Wonga Willie giving us that song. Now back to the featured album, Hetty West and the album Ballads. A song called Beau Lampkin, and the title similar to Long Lankin or Lankin or something like that, but this is obviously an Appalachian version of that song, but there's certain differences in the storyline. It starts off with Beau Lampkin as a stonemason doing some work and not being appropriately recompensed or whatever, and so the story develops. But it's different in many ways from Long Lankin, but the fairly gruesome ending is similar.
Bo Lampkins was as fine a mason as ever laid stone. He built a fine castle and pay he got none. Said the landlord to the lady, when I'm from home, beware of Beau Lampkin, should he catch you alone. Oh no, said the lady, you need not fear him. Our doors are all bolted and our windows barred in. Beau Lampkins rode by when the landlord was away, and seeing a false nurse at a window did say, oh, where is the landlord, or is he at home? He's gone to merry England for to visit his son. And how shall I enter, said Lampkins to her. The false nurse then arose and unbolted the door. If the lady is upstairs, how shall we get her down? We'll stick her little baby full of needles and pins. Beau Lampkins rocked hard and the false nurse she sung, while the tears and red blood from the cradle did run. The lady come downstairs not thinking of harm. Beau Lampkins then arose and caught her in his arms. Oh, spare me, Beau Lampkins, oh, spare me a day, and you shall have as much gold as your horse can take away. Oh, spare me, Beau Lampkins, oh, spare me a while. Can't you hear how mournful my little baby does cry? Oh, spare me, Beau Lampkins, oh, spare me an hour, and you shall have my daughter Betsy, my own blooming flower. You can keep your daughter Betsy to wade in the flood. Here, hold the silver basin to catch your heart's blood. Oh, stay, daughter Betsy, in your chamber so high, till you hear your dear father as he comes riding by. Oh, father, said Betsy, when the landlord come home, Beau Lampkins killed my mother while you was gone. Beau Lampkins was hanged to the gallows so high, while the false nurse was burned to a stake standing by.
Dönosuy kakon karadi, bala antoy haza shodi. Asha tudja kit veszen el, kondor már itt repíti el. Néz ki anti az a kodon, kisétál az udvarodon. Kondor Mari köntösön sön, tiéd lesz az örökösön.
Thank you.
two short tracks there featuring a very fine violinist, Hungarian violinist, Josef Lunka. We heard Zsolt Fuzsolka, Konkorodik, and Korcsocsok. That's the best I can manage. The album, I think, is called Peter Laki Banda Vezeto, or maybe that's the band he's in. Again, it's all in Hungarian. Some of the music's absolutely captivating. Before that, Bo Lampkin, also captivating. A story drawn from English, I think, tradition, but cropping up there on our featured album today, which is called Ballads, by the American folk singer Hetty West, recorded back in 1964. You're listening to Come All Ye on 2MCE, 92.3 on your FM dial in Bathurst and 94.7 in Orange. We're online, of course, www.2mce.org. So you can catch us wherever you happen to be. And if it's the wrong time of day for you, you can listen on demand. Go to either the 2MCE website, which I've just given you, or the website of this radio program, comeallye.com. A couple of clicks and you can get to our listen on demand facility and fill your boots that way. We heard from Wonga Willy a little while ago. They were a band based in the Illawarra region of New South Wales, just south of Sydney. Well, here's another song from the same region. And this song is called When the Coal Blew Away. Played it on the program before, and I do like it. It's a song of petty larceny, I suppose you'd say. Here are the Rattlers with Morrie Mulheron.
His smile was rising from ear to ear. The old miner sat back, heard a story that day about the time on the coast when the coal blew away. All the mines around Bligh and further away were being worked each week for only 2 to 3 days, just enough to stop them from getting the dole, while the mine owners secretly stockpiled the coal. So heavy on the coast that day, yes, the winds were so heavy, the coal blew away. So the miners formed a strong picket line to try and stop the coal from leaving the mine. From Sydney they trucked in the scabs each day, with police on guard to keep the miners at bay. With scabs loading coal by the railway track, the miners stepped forward, the mood blacker than black. But the sergeant stood between them with a gun and a sneer. I'll shoot the first commie who tries to interfere. And the winds were so heavy on the coast that day, the winds were so heavy, the coal blew away. A 60-ton load was sent on its way, scheduled for Sydney the very next day. The miners withdrew, full of anger or despair. No victory this time, no hope in the air. The train slowed just near Waterfall. The guard heard laughter and someone's call. From a wagon some miners jumped onto the track, with shovels, grins and faces smeared black. And the winds were so heavy on the coast that day, yes. And he searched up and down the train. No coal could be seen, he searched in vain. And the headlines in the paper read the very next day, the winds were so heavy, the coal blew away. Now as you listen to my story today, you might think it strange the coal could blow away. But the miners with their shovels in the wagon that night swear it is true, and I reckon they're right. And the winds were so heavy on the coast that day. Yes, the winds were so heavy, the coal blew away. Yes, the winds were so heavy. me on the coast that day. Yes, the winds were so heavy, the cold blew away.
The winds were so heavy on the coast that day that the coal blew away. Oh dear. A story of industrial action on the south coast of New South Wales. From Murray Mulheron singing with the Rattlers. Another one from Hedy West now. Not quite industrial action, but you'll get the idea of difficult employment conditions. This is the American version of The Sheffield Apprentice. And it's a little bit odd for two reasons. One, he starts off in Cornwall, which is a fair way from Sheffield. Also, the time signature of this song is quite unusual. If you're planning on dancing to it, just be careful. You might fall over because it changes tempo a little bit.
In Cornwall, all in a high degree. My parents, they adored me, had no child, only me. I ripped, I roved, I rambled where'er my fancies led, till I become a prentice, and then my joys they fled. The man that I was bound to, he did not use me well. I formed a resolution with him not long to dwell. Unbeknown to my poor parents, from him I ran away. I steered my course to London, and cursed be the day. There were a lady in London, she chanced to spy me there. She offered me great payments to dwell with her 1 year. With her kind words and promises, with her I did agree. Go with her to London and stay with her 1 year. I hadn't been in London but 6 months and a day, when my foolish mistress grew very fond of me. Her gold and silver, her houses and her land, if I'd consent to marry her, would be at my command. Oh no, my honored mistress, I cannot marry you, for I have made a promise, likewise a solemn vow, to wed no one but Betsy, my beauteous honored maid. Pray excuse me, honored mistress, she has my heart betrayed. One morning as I walked out to take the pleasant air, my mistress followed after me to view the lilies fair. Gold rings from off her fingers as she did pass me by, she slipped them in my pocket, and for them I must die. The sheriff come and taken me, it was useless to say. He took me up to justice, tried me before the mayor. Took me up to justice and to the gallows tree. Oh, Lord, reward my mistress, she surely has wronged me. The people all come flocking in to see me in my life. Likewise, fair pretty Betsy, my own intended wife. Farewell to sin and sorrow, I'll bid you all adieu. Likewise, fair pretty Betsy, I'll die for loving you. Mm-hmm.
an interesting version of The Sheffield Apprentice from the featured album today called Ballads by Hedy West. Hedwig Grace West, born in 1938, and she died in 2005. She was sort of hanging around the folk scene about the same time as young Joan Baez and the young Judy Collins. Early in the program today, we heard 500 Miles, which is one of the most popular folk songs in America, and she picked that up from members of her family and adapted it and became very successful for her. Her father, whose name was Don West, was a bit of a poet. He was also a coal mine labour organiser in the 1930s, so that obviously had some influence on Hedy West's view on life, and we've heard some of the songs expressing that kind of sentiment. While the songs weren't really particularly topical in many cases, her working class background was certainly always present and ran through everything she sang. Hedy West, more from her in a few minutes. Here's a song called The Wife of the Soldier from Steel I Span, and it was composed by Bertolt Brecht and Kurt Weill. You may remember it.
What did the wife of the soldier get from the ancient city of Prague? From Prague she got the linen shirt. It matched her skirt in the linen shirt she got from the city of Prague. What did the wife of the soldier get?
The tale is The Widow's Veil, a song called The Wife of the Soldier, or I think originally The Ballad of the Soldier, anyway, composed by Bertolt Brecht while he was in exile in London, I think. Turns up there on an album called Storm Force 10 by Steel I Span, recorded in the mid-1970s. Next song comes from Martin Wyndham Reid. It's a long one. I don't know that I've played it very often on the program over the last however many years it is since the album was released, called Muscles on a Tree. It's a song called Smokestack Land. It was composed by Graham Miles, who spent most of his life in Middlesbrough on Teesside in the north of England. So Martin Wyndham Reid here performing with great supporters of Graham Miles' music, the Wilson family, in a terrific version of Smokestack Land.
I was born in the smokestack land, where the big ships glide and the tall cranes stand, where the wind blows off the fell and dale, and the snows lay heavy on a winter's day. But I was born to roam. Now my name is William Davidson. That's a common name, I could be anyone. And wherever I've been, I've not long stayed, for with itchy feet I've been cursed and plagued. For I was born to roam. Well, first I went to Manchester, where I met a lass and I courted her. Bought her gifts and a silver comb. We planned to marry and build a home. But I was born to roam. But you see, there was no wedding day, as we quarreled and she just went away. Last I heard, she'd begun another life somewhere in Wales as a farmer's wife. But I was born to roam. So I drifted down to Birmingham, where I spent some time as a foundry man. And next I worked upon the land in Leicestershire as a farming hand. But I was born to roam. And so to London I came down, all in my pocket one folded pound. For to rent a roof it weren't enough, and within 3 days I was living rough. But I was born to roam. Then I found myself on a merchant ship, bound down the Thames on a long, long trip. I'd a girl in every port of call, you can name the place, I've seen them all. For I was born to roam. And then old Adolf had his war, we were placed on convoy carrying ore. I stuck it out and saw it through. What else, I asked, could a sailor do? But I was born to roam. I'd a mate on board called Tubby Brown. He said to me, one day, old son, you're slowing down. In the mirror I chanced to look that day. Sure enough, my hair was turning silvery grey. But I was born to roam. Then at London Pool I came ashore. On that running ocean I'd sail no more. took a room off Jamaica Road. It was 10 by 8 with a one-ring stove.
But I was born to roam.
Now I've nothing but me pension book and me only coat. It hangs on yonder hook. I've a silver comb and a bob or two. That is all I've got for to see me through.
But I was born to roam.
At the window I am standing now, and I watch the world in the street go by. A splash of rain on the glass appears, and then trickles down like a young girl's tears.
But I was born to roam.
Now I'm going back to that smokestack land, where the big ships glide and the tall cranes stand. Many changes there I am bound to see, but maybe someone will remember me.
But I was born to roam.
Thank you.
Two tunes in that set by the Irish flute and whistle player, John Blake. He played the Derry Hornpipe and Queen of the Fairies. Before that, Smokestack Land from Martin Wyndham Reid with the Wilson Family. Terrific song composed by the late Graham Miles from Middlesbrough. Another English track now. This is Home Service, Doing the English.
Shakespeare, bacon, marmalade on toast on a sunny Sunday, roast beef dinner, doing the English cricket on a green afternoon. But it started raining, such a shame, it's doing the English. But we'll see fair play and the snow in May. Christmas pudding, come and see the Queen talking to the Empire, all the colonials doing the English. Lords and Commons, stiff upper lip, see the old soldiers, silent minutes doing the English. And we're all C of E and all victory V.
Thank you.
Well, that's the way to finish it. When the tune's over, just stop. Those two tunes were Sauté de Lapin and Rooster on a Fence Rail by a Canadian duo, although they're now a trio, I believe. Sheesham Crow, who plays fiddle, or did on that track, and Lotus White played guitar on that track. They now have someone called Sun Sanderson playing sousaphone with them. Sheesham and Lotus. And before that, another mad track from Home Service, Doing the English. English spelt with an I as the first letter. Doing the English. We'd better get back on track now, otherwise we're going to run out of time. Another one from Hedy West, and you'll get an idea of good banjo picking from this one.
Stuck my pistol right under my head. Says I begun to think on the crime I done. Says I begun to think on the crime I done. Says I grabbed my hat and I started to run. I made a pretty good run, but a little too slow. I made a pretty good run, but a little too slow. Said the sheriff overtook me down in Baltimore. I was standing on the corner just reading a bill. Says standing on the corner just reading a bill. Up stalked the sheriff from Louisville. Young man, is your name Brown? Papers, don't read them to me. Says I left from the train all painted in black. Says I left from the train all painted in black. Said they arrested me and they taken me back. I got up early next morning, put on my boots. I got up early next morning, put on said they send me down to Frankfurt to wear the striped suit.
As I was walking down the road, I met my brother with a heavy load. I said to him, "What have you seen?" He said to me, "I have a dream.
In 1960 I thought I died in Sharpeville's bloody town. But I got up and I walked on tall, nobody's gonna put me down.
Hawks and eagles fly like doves, hawks and eagles fly like doves. Hawks and eagles fly like doves, hawks and eagles fly like doves.
As I walked out along the way, I saw my sister bend and pray. I said to her, "Why do you kneel?" She says, "You don't know how I feel."
I had a little boy and a little girl, I loved to watch them grow. But they were butchered on the streets in the blood and soul went tore.
Hawks and eagles fly like doves, hawks and eagles fly like doves. Hawks and eagles fly like doves, hawks and eagles fly like doves.
It's 85 and I'm walking still across the Yuttentaka Hill. Saw clouds set off at the dawn of day. The soldier said, "Don't come this way."
And somebody threw a stone as they walked up the track. A boy on a bike was the first to fall with a bullet in his back.
Hawks and eagles fly like doves. Hawks and eagles fly like doves. Hawks and eagles fly like doves. Hawks and eagles fly like doves.
It's been a
long, long, hard road. 300 years since settlers rode into that southern land. Now they do with an island hand.
Though pay no vote and pass with the laws, don't talk back, they say.
But the hawks and eagles will fly like doves when the people rise one day. Hawks and eagles fly like doves. 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 Hawks and eagles fly like doves.
I'm sure you can work out the name of that song, Hawks and Eagles, correct. That's the McCalmonds, a Scottish group who were very popular a decade or three ago. And before that, some very fine three-fingered picking from Hedy West on the penultimate track we'll hear from the featured album, Little Sadie. You're listening to Come All Ye on 2MCE. I'm Bruce Cameron. Our next track comes with a little bit of baggage, you might say. It's called Mrs. Scott Skinner, and it was written by Mr. Scott Skinner, J. Scott Skinner, very popular, very successful composer of Scottish tunes in the late 19th century and early 20th century. Mrs. Scott Skinner refers to his first wife. His name was Jean Stewart until he married her. Unfortunately, possibly caused by their money problems, Jean ended up in an asylum during the 1880s and never recovered, and she ended up dying in that asylum. Skinner married again, later on, to a woman named Gertrude Mary Park. But after 10 years, she had, in inverted commas, resigned from the marriage, went to live in Rhodesia. So Scott Skinner was a bit of a character anyway, and I'll say no more than he composed some very fine tunes. This is Mrs. Scott Skinner, played by Jay Cormier, wonderful fiddle player from Canada.
Thank you. Bridgewater Jerry, you're cold and contrary. Like a snake you will slither, sending chills down my spine. Roll down the Derwent to the sea, your interment, and at last you will wither at the feet of springtime. I am a West Shoreman, north of the flannelette curtain, with three blankets extra and needed at times. When old Sol he sinks behind Kanani, Bridgewater Jerry is not far behind. Bridgewater Jerry, you're cold and contrary. Like a snake you will slither, sending chills down my spine. Roll down the Derwent to the sea, your interment, and at last you will wither at the feet of springtime. It's not even five, light's not survived. It's dark driving to work and back home to rest. But under the blankets, a harbour from tempest, my sweetheart's cold feet on the one she loves best. Bridgewater Jerry, you're cold and contrary. Like a snake you will slither, sending chills down my spine. Roll down the Derwent to the sea, your interment, and at last you will wither at the feet of springtime. Bridgewater Jerry, you're cold and contrary. Like a snake you will slither, sending chills down my spine. Roll down the Derwent to the sea, your interment, and at last you will wither at the feet of springtime. And at last you will wither at the feet of springtime.
Bridgewater Jerry. Bridgewater is a town in Tasmania, and that band are called the Tassie Devils, and indeed they come from Tasmania. The album is called Devilish. Before Bridgewater Jerry, we heard from the Châticamp, Cape Breton Island-born musician, Joe Cormier. Lived much of his life in Massachusetts, I think, with the J. Scott Skinner tune, written for Mrs. Scott Skinner, the first Mrs. Scott Skinner. You're listening to Come All Ye. We're getting sort of towards the end. We'll hear a track now from the, I'm hesitant to say supergroup, but I guess they included some very important musicians. I speak of Mosaic, from the pen and voice of Andy Irvin. We'll hear about Harry Houdini, the Handcuff King.
Houdini, the Handcuff King, he could escape from nearly anything. His fame and renown forever at the summit, for if it could be done, Houdini done it. Harry Houdini, Hungarian born, taking the whole wide world by storm, getting out of straitjackets and walking through walls. Houdini could do it if it could be done at all. He took 27 needles and he swallowed them clean. We examined his mouth, not a needle to be seen. Then he swallowed cotton thread, what a magical blend, for the needles came out threaded when he pulled on the end. Locked and chained in a casket underwater, holding his breath much longer than he oughta, accepting every challenge, and he never would shun it, for if it could be done, Houdini done it. Jumping off a bridge with a big ball and chain, manacled and shackled, sure the man's insane. 10 minutes passed and we thought he must have died. When he came to the surface, it's magic, we cried. 40,000 people witnessed the affair. We cheered, shook hands and threw our hats in the air. And everybody wondered just how we'd overcome it. But if it could be done, Houdini done it. Locked and chained on a big wheel rotating, the buzz of the crowd excitedly waiting, the world's admiration, Harry Houdini won it, for if it could be done, Houdini done it. At Scotland Yard they locked him in a cell, handcuffed and leg iron, thumbs screwed as well. They said they'd be back in an hour or more, but he was free before they'd even reached the door. Oh, Harry Houdini, the handcuffed king, he could escape from nearly anything. The detectives, one and all, they were standing around saying, God help us all if he's ever sent down. Locked and chained and buried alive, the audience afraid that he wouldn't survive. Whatever the risk, Houdini would run it, for if it could be done, Houdini done it. In New York City he was all the rage, he brought Jenny the elephant onto the stage. And he says, now Jenny, say goodbye to the crowd. She tossed her head and she trumpeted and bowed, but the audience said, ah, for heaven's sake, a disappearing elephant, give us a break. In the twinkling of an eye, their doubts he'd vanished, for into thin air the elephant vanished. Locked and chained in a casket underwater, holding his breath much longer than he ought, his reputation on the line, and he never would shun it, for if it could be done, to his wife, I've been escaping from chains the whole of my life, but now the greatest challenge that's facing me is escaping from the chains of eternity. So his loving wife and friends most dear try to make contact every year, but Harry Houdini on that distant shore, obeying the concept of natural law, never appeared, no, never, no more. Locked and chained, Houdini the brave, seemingly unable to escape from the grave. The world's admiration, Harry Houdini won it, for if it could be done, Houdini done it. Harry Houdini, the handcuffed king, he could escape from nearly anything. His fame and renown forever at the summit, for if it could be done, Houdini done it. If it could be done, Houdini done it. If it could be done.
George Collins rode home one cold winter night. Collins rode home so fine. George Collins rode home one cold winter night and taken sick and died. Little Maddie was sitting in George's room, sewing her silk so fine. And when she heard that George was dead, she laid her silks aside. She followed him up, she followed him down, she followed him to the grave. She fell upon her bending knees, she wept, she mourned, she prayed. Set down the coffin, lift up the lid, set back the sheeting so fine. And let me kiss those sweet cold lips, for I know they'll never kiss mine. Oh daughter, don't weep and cry, there's other young men besides George. Oh mother, George has my heart, and now he's dead and gone. Oh don't you see that lonesome dove flying from pine to pine? It's mourning for its own true love, just like I'll mourn for mine. Look up, look down that long, lonesome road, hang down your head and cry. The best of friends must part sometime, and so must George and I.
That song's called George Collins, pretty well-known song all around the British Isles, but a very different take on it when Hetty West drew from her Appalachian background. Usually, in that British Isles versions, the lady is a mermaid or a banshee or some sort of evil water fairy who ends up poisoning poor old George with a kiss. But in that song, he doesn't get very far into the song before riding home on a cold winter night, and he dies. Too easy. That's George Collins. That's the last track we'll hear from the featured album. Hope you've enjoyed the album. She released a few albums over the years. That one was Ballads, Hetty West from Appalachia, from the mountains of northern Georgia. The album was released on Topic label in England in the mid-60s. So, we'll press on. You're listening to Come All You. I'm Bruce Cameron. Good to have your company, as always.
I could do it all. Now that I'm a woman grown, I just want some time at home. All my life is hurrying, worrying. All my life is busy, 'cause I just can't let go. When I was young and in my prime, I'd read to while away the time. Now the books stay on the shelf, the laundry doesn't do itself. All my life is hurrying, worrying. All my life is busy, 'cause I just can't let go. I once had freedom every day to choose when I would rest and play. Now my time's not mine alone, and mother's work is never done. All my life is hurrying, worrying. All my life is busy, 'cause I just can't let go.
sometimes hit. Knock me back a little bit. I've got to change before I break or kill myself with too much cake. All my life is hurrying, worrying. All my life is busy cause I just can't let. All my life is hurrying, worrying. All my life is busy cause I just can't let. All my life is hurrying, worrying. All my life is busy cause I just can't let. All my life is hurrying, worrying. All my life is busy cause I just can't let go.
They met up on a steamboat and they rode the rails with Sarah Bernhardt on her way to Kansas in the lap of luxury. But she kicked them off in a cornfield just north of the Texas line. Now they're tired and broke like carnival folk, nothing left to do but whine. Five little cinders in search of a sage, it seems, living on Bosch and moonshine, waking in a western dream. Breakfast and dinners, a table in the shade, tenting on the old campground. Reckon they got it made. Reckon they got it made. Here's Frederick Forsyth Fosdick, actor extraordinaire. He's been known to play the classics from Shakespeare to Molière. And there's Mole the Undertaker, but he likes to tread the boards and sing some creepy songs for you, songs with creepy chords. Five little sinners in search of a saint, it seems, living on Bosch and moonshine, waking in a western dream. Breakfast and dinners, a table in the shade, tenting on the old campground. Reckon they got it made. Reckon they got it made. And here's Ollie O'Shaughnessy, the fastest gun, they say. Through this wide and wicked world, he's trying hard to make his way. And there's Miss Dora Hand, you know, she set out for the West, ended up in Indiana. I'll spare you all the rest. Five little sinners in search of a saint, it seems, living on Bosch and moonshine, waking in a western dream. Breakfast and dinners, a table in the shade, tenting on the old campground. Reckon they got it made. Reckon they got it made. And here's Miss Fanny Mae Garrettson. She always gets top billing. She entertains the cowboys and she keeps their beer mugs filling. She works the hurdy-gurdy. She's the Texas Nightingale. She's misplaced several husbands, but Lord, it's just as well. Five little sinners in search of a saint, it seems, living on Bosch and moonshine, waking in a western dream. Breakfast and dinners, a table in the shade, tenting on the old campground. Reckon they got it made. Reckon they got it made. Five little sinners had such a saint, it seems, living on washy glow, shine, waking in a western dream. Breakfast and dinners had a table in the shade, tenting on the old campground. Reckon they've got it made. Reckon they've got it made.
A very silly song called Five Little Sinners from Mike Craver, who's released a lot of very silly songs. And before that, a not very silly at all song called Anthem of a Working Mum, composed and sung there by Jess Arrowsmith, who, along with her husband Richard and James Fagan and Nancy Kerr, make up a very good English quartet called the Melrose Quartet. That's about it, folks, for Come All Ye today. I hope you've enjoyed the music, Hetty West and all the rest of it. Don't forget you can check out the website of the program to get playlists, find out the name of all the tracks that I've mispronounced and that kind of thing. comeallye.com is the website. And if you'd like to listen to it again, you can go to that website and press on a couple of obvious places, and it'll take you to a Listen on Demand facility, 2MCE's website. And the 2MCE website is www.2mce.org. Go out with a little bit of a track from our old mates Fel Payu. Ibiaf, the name of the track. Talk to you next time. I'm Bruce Cameron. Bye now.